This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
This is Sports Overnight America. Sunday, and welcome to the Sports Overnight America NFL Rewind. Now, live with a call from Phoenix, your host, Andy Dorf.
Good evening, good morning. I don't know what it is for you. I do know it's Sports Overnight America and NFL Rewind for me. I'm Andy Dorf. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. What a wild week in the NFL. Week 14 did not disappoint, people. Week 14 was historical, record-breaking. Pretty amazing stuff happened in Week 14. Real quickly, let me tell you a couple things. Dolphins had a must-see play against the Patriots. It was just absolutely incredible how they won that football game. Just amazing. Hail Marys do happen. They really do happen. You can say them. You can throw them. Once in a while, a Hail Mary absolutely happens, and that's what happened there. Just an amazing play for the Miami Dolphins to keep their playoff hopes alive. Obviously, another amazing performance from Patrick Mahomes, who, by the way, if you ask me, those are the types of plays that he made on this particular occasion where this is MVP-like stuff. So, very amazing, very incredible day for Patrick Mahomes. What about Aaron Rodgers? Record-setting day for him. 368 consecutive passes without an interception. Are you kidding me? Like that just doesn't happen, man. That's pretty crazy. The Raiders beating the Pittsburgh Steelers on a day where you would think that they would have a really easy day and an easy contest there for them, wasn't meant to. So just so much to get into. I really can't wait to talk about it. Panthers losing. What's going on with Cam Newton and those guys? Just so much to get into. Like, seriously, week 14 in the NFL was incredible. So can't wait to talk to you about it. Get at me. Let's discuss. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out my website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, everybody, I'll be right back. It's the NFL Rewind. I'm Andy Dorf, and yes, it is Sports Overnight America.
Watching the game? Think you know what's going to happen next? Well, it's about time you got paid for being right. Introducing WinView, the number one live TV sports prediction platform. Answer props during the game while competing against your friends and other fans, and you can win cash. Head to predictsports.tv to start playing now. And check out the weekly $10,000 Monday Night Football main event. That's predictsports.tv. Watch, predict, win at predictsports.tv.
Is your job sucking the life out of you? Wake up! You can do something else. Information technology. I know what you're thinking, but I'm not a math and science person. No problem, and no excuses, because it's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Mycomputercareer.edu, that's mycomputercareer.edu.
Yeah, we sort of stopped paying attention and racked up a lot of debt.
Yeah.
It was stressful. He blamed me for my credit card debt, and I blamed him for building that man cave.
It's awesome. Anyway, we stopped blaming each other, did our homework, and read that a smart way to consolidate debt is to get a fixed rate loan. But getting a loan was brutal.
And a time drain.
So I was in my man cave researching personal loans, and I found Best Egg.
Yep.
They have an A-plus rating with the BBB, and Best Egg handles everything online, start to finish.
And Consumer Affairs gave Best Egg 5 stars for their easy online loan app. And we could be approved and funded in as little as 1 business day. I applied online with no impact to my credit score.
She always takes credit for my wins. But long story short, she got an awesome loan, yeah, paid off our cards and some bills while lowering our monthly payment. The Best Egg loan was like a total fresh start.
Yeah.
Visit bestegg.com/blue. Bestegg.com/blue.
Subject to credit approval. Actual rates, fees, and approval times will vary.
Make sure to tune in to the Sports Byline Overnight Radio Show every Friday night as Fred Wallen welcomes four-time champion handicapper Ron Raymond, who breaks down the World Series of Handicapping NFL football contests and shares the weekly consensus picks from the contest players. Furthermore, Ron gives out his weekly Raymond Report ATS forecast predictions on the upcoming NFL weekly football games. Get the picks the sports books don't want you to know about.
Are you wasting hundreds of dollars each year on contact lenses? Would you like to be able to see clearly again without reading glasses? Make the smart choice with IQ Laser Vision. Their team has performed over 150,000 LASIK and smile procedures, and with 11 locations on the West Coast and special out-of-town packages, there is a solution just right for you. See why they have a 5-star rating on Yelp. Check out IQLaserVision.com. That's IQLaserVision.com.
IQ Laser Vision.
Get it in here! I got one thing to say. This is when the big dogs come out.
Damn right.
Okay?
Damn right.
So you can't roll with the big dogs. Stay on the board.
Second and 10 as Cooper just looks on. Wide open touchdown, Allen Hurts.
Now more of the Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the NFL Rewind, and this would be Sports Overnight America. Get at me. Let's talk, man. What a crazy, crazy week in the NFL. Seriously. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can check out my website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. I'm going to run through all the scores and just kind of give you a quick rundown of what I thought, but I'll get more in depth obviously as the program continues. But all we have left, week 14, by the way, Monday nighter, which should be another spectacular game. So many good games to talk about, but Monday night should be spectacular too. Vikings going to Seattle. That's a big playoff game for playoffs. Seattle's in, Vikings in. Let's see if they continue to be that way as far as the wild card goes. But Seahawks have been better than we could have ever expected. Earlier in the weekend, obviously starting on Thursday, you had the Titans beating the Jaguars 30-9. That wasn't much to talk about there. The Titans keeping themselves obviously in the playoff mix. And I love the people that are watching me on Facebook Live. Again, you can always call in 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on the Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Jets beating the Bills 27-23. Actually a pretty good football game, but not one of the more intriguing games as far as having much to do with postseason play for those teams. Panthers go down to the Browns. And I want to talk quickly about this for a moment. Hello to everybody. Anthony, Amanda, Chris, how you people doing? Glad to see you chiming in. Again, 1-800-878-7529. Those are my digits. That's how you can get involved. Give me a call. Let me know what you thought about the games that you were watching. I know I have a big Arizona Cardinal following here because obviously I come to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. So Bird Gang, get at me. Let's talk about it. It's got to be tough. You have to be frustrated. But you also had to realize that this was probably going to be a season of transition. Whether you thought it was a rebuild or not, this was going to be a rebuild. So let me continue with the scores. Panthers, like I said, going down to the Browns. And what's going on with Cam Newton? What's going on with the Panthers? This is a team that was rolling pretty early in the season. And then all of a sudden, they have fallen apart. So I don't understand exactly what's going on with the Browns. I'll get to that one, Chris. That's a great point, man. Hey, the 49ers, man. Listen, it's good to see teams not completely tanking. Raiders, good to see them not completely tanking. I think the Cardinals are tanking, but or are they just that bad? I mean, that's a good question, too. Are the Cardinals tanking, or are they just that bad, people? Packers get a victory over the Falcons, 34-20. And to be quite honest with you, I expected this. After you lose a game to the Arizona Cardinals, you fire head coach, you're going to be inspired to play. Good to see all you people again watching on Facebook Live. You can always just go to Facebook and check me out. It should be out there for the world. Andy Dorf, pop me up. You can see what I look like. Or check me out, Sirius XM channel 203. Love you people. Check me all over the world. That's what I love about doing the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America. This is something that touches everybody near and dear. So football is king. We all know that. Packers, like I said, expected a nice, inspiring performance out of them. They got it. Aaron Rodgers, record performance day for him. 368 consecutive passes without an interception. Are you kidding me? Like, seriously, are you kidding me? But he does it. The guy is unbelievable. Now let's see what the future holds for them. Falcons, really, just a serious disappointment. Do you believe that that team was in the Super Bowl a couple of years ago? Like, I can't even believe it. Anyways, Ravens and Chiefs, one of the better football games of the day. Ravens really went out there and played a heck of a game. You got to give this Lamar Jackson kid a lot of credit. Plays really well at times, makes mistakes, rebounds, but shows you things. And that's what I love about watching this kid. Shows you a lot, has a lot of heart, a lot of determination, got hurt. Robert Griffin III had to come in. Patrick Mahomes does what he does, figures out a way to win a football game. So you got to give credit to the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs who now have a real direct route to having the best record in the AFC and having everything have to run through Arrowhead. So I like that situation a lot for them. I really do. Dolphins, and like I said in my opener, the shocker of the day, maybe, how they won that football game 34-33 over the New England Patriots. It was absolutely, it was a backyard play, man. That's what it was. It was a complete backyard play. And Chris, I'm gonna read that. I'll check that comment out. Because I know you have good stuff when you talk about the local teams, and especially the Arizona Cardinals. Again, get at me, people. Let's talk about Week 14 in the NFL. 1-800-878-7529. 1-800-878-7529. Dolphins, again, amazing how they pulled this thing off. What is Rob Gronkowski doing in the football game at that point? I mean, I understand Bill Belichick and how arrogant the guy is. I totally get it, man. But this was beyond arrogance. This was stupidity on Bill Belichick's part. You don't have Rob Gronkowski in that situation out there to make a play on a guy that can run circles around him. So kudos to the Dolphins. Crazy play. Unbelievable victory. Keeps them in the playoff mix. Saints go to Buccaneerland. They win 28-14. BJ, what's up, brother? Love seeing BJ chime in, man. Good to see you. Hope you're feeling well, by the way. Saints, 28-14 on the road over the Buccaneers. And with the Rams' loss to the Bears, which we'll get into, puts the Saints right back in the mix. They have that home field advantage. And I'll tell you what, if they have home field advantage, I'm sorry, people, lights out. The Saints are going to the Super Bowl. Giants with a huge, huge performance on the road. No Odell Beckham. Another record-breaking performance here. Saquon Barkley getting the 1,000 yards. And all the people that thought they made a mistake taking this dude, here's the mistake. I'm going to tell you what the mistake was. The mistake was the Cleveland Browns not picking that dude number one and then taking their quarterback Mayfield at number four. He would have been there. I'm sorry. He would have been there for you. So you could have had yourselves two unbelievable offensive weapons, but the Giants took this kid at number two. And you know what? He is a bright, shining superstar in the NFL. So Giants win big. Feel bad for the Redskins, man. That is a sad situation as to how they've lost their quarterbacks. And just everything that's happened to them throughout the season. So feel really bad for the Washington Redskins. 40-16, they get absolutely just pummeled by the New York Football Giants. Colts beating the Texans, who have been winning 9 straight, man. This was one of those games where I thought Andrew Luck would have to have a pretty big game. He did. 399, the 2 touchdowns, throws the ball another 40-plus times like he does week in and week out. So anybody who had questions about him and his arm strength, well, I'll tell you what, Andrew Luck looks pretty good. And if they do make the playoffs, Andrew Luck is a huge reason for that. T.Y. Hilton had a huge day too, 199 yards and the 9 receptions for that kid. So those guys were playing well. Texans, they kind of let it. They let the ball drop here a little bit because they could have kept themselves. Thank you, people. Appreciate you sharing. Appreciate you talking and sharing your viewpoints too. But Texans let one slip by here, man. This was a game where they're going to look back and say, if we don't have a home game, this is the reason why. So Texans let one slip by. Andrew Luck and the Colts win a huge one on the road. Bengals go down to the Chargers, 26-21. Niners with a shocker over the Broncos, 20-14. Cowboys, 29-23 over the Eagles. We'll talk about that. Steelers losing to the Raiders, like I said, 24-21. Lions, 17-3 over the Cardinals. And the Bears, like I said about that, Sunday night at 15-6. We're going to get into more on the other side. Believe me, people, love talking about the NFL right here on the NFL Rewind. I'm Andy Dorf, and it is Sports Overnight America.
Down 24-9 on 3rd-and-3. Mahomes trying to go to a secondary receiver. Now flush from the pocket up the field. Catch made Kareem Hunt. 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Kareem Hunt. Touchdown! Kansas City. Shades of a year ago. 67-yard touchdown. Patrick Mahomes finally getting it to Kareem Hunt and the sweet nectar of the end zone tasted by the Chiefs' second-year running back.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Now more of The Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back in. It is Sports Overnight America, NFL Rewind style. I would be Andy Dorf. Get at me. Let's talk about Week 14 in the NFL. So many games with playoff implications and big-time records and things along those lines that history was made throughout the day, and you got to appreciate that. So give me a call. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about your team. Let's just talk about the week that was. 1-800-878-7529. You can hit me up and follow me on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out the website too, dorfonsportsradio.com. All right, so I want to start talking a little bit about the Sunday night game, because that was an impressive performance from the Chicago Bears. Once again, you know, you can say what you want and say, you know what, I don't believe in the Bears, I don't believe in this or that or the other. That's a pretty good football team. And quite frankly, that defense is absolutely 100% Super Bowl worthy, Super Bowl caliber defense. They shut down the Rams. And here's what's interesting. When the Rams lose that football game, it then once again brings the Saints back in the picture for home field advantage, because the Saints obviously were able to beat them. So I think if the road goes through New Orleans, nobody's beating them. I'm sorry, but I don't see it happening. The Bears' advantage is obviously playing outside in that cold weather, where teams like the LA Rams, who are not going to want to play in that cold weather late in the season, that's how the Bears get themselves to advance, is somehow continuing to win and finding themselves somehow, you know, in the third, second spot. They're not having a home field. That's going to wind up going to either the Rams or the Saints. And now I like the Saints because of the loss that the Rams just took. And the reason why Jared Goff is no longer, in my humble opinion, a guy that you want to have in there for you as your MVP of the National Football League, because he threw 4 interceptions first and foremost. The Bears absolutely baffled that dude left and right. And Sean McVay, I'll tell you what, dude has been very innovative, very creative, and he uses Jared Goff very well. Hey, good night, brother, man. Thank you for chiming in, and I agree with you, man. 5:30 comes up quickly. But Jared Goff is not an MVP-like guy because of the performance that he had against the Chicago Bears. And that may be the one reason why, ultimately, the LA Rams don't go that far. As we all know, how much of a league, how much of a quarterback's league this is. And I'm sorry, but the best quarterback that's going to be in the playoffs, in my humble opinion, in the NFC, is going to wind up being Drew Brees. Because Aaron Rodgers is most likely not going to make the playoffs. They're in the hunt, but truth be told, they're really on the outside looking in. Going to need some serious help. So the thing that may hold the Rams back ultimately is Jared Goff. I mean, the guy's been good, and don't get me wrong, the guy's been good. But does he have the ability to really extend plays? Does he have the ability to thread the needle? I would say the 4 interceptions tell you no, he doesn't. So if there's one thing that could hold the Rams back, from getting to the Super Bowl? It's the fact that they won't have home field advantage, number one. Number two, Jared Goff, I don't trust that guy. Sorry, man. I just don't trust him. Don't trust him. Well, let's talk a little Cardinal football. Cardinals and Lions, that was a pretty bad game from both teams. Let's be honest. Pretty ugly football. But with that being said, Lions got a win. Cardinals got a loss. Lions, you know, they're really not very good, but they're showing signs of that they can maybe turn things around. Whereas the Cardinals, on the other hand, it's so frustrating to watch that team because they can't move the football most of the game. And when you're trailing all the game, at some point, sure, you're going to make some passes, you're going to make some plays. Because the other team is playing you so soft. And kudos to Larry Fitzgerald, man. I give that dude a lot of credit. Didn't want to go anywhere, wanted to continue playing for the Arizona Cardinals, even though he had to know that this was probably not going to be all that pretty. And now the guy has the most catches with one team. Overtakes Jerry Rice. Where is Larry Fitzgerald? Where do you put that guy all time? Guy's fantastic. Guy's spectacular. And he's very loyal, too. In a time and an age when loyalty is definitely something that's a lost art. Steelers, look, man, they didn't have Connor. He didn't play. Big Ben was in and out of the game, and they go down to the Raiders 24-21. I'm sorry, but the Steelers have been up and down, man. They have been one of those teams where you just don't exactly know what you're going to get from week in and week out. The good is really good. But the bad is it's pretty bad. I mean, some of the games that they've lost, you look at that and you'll be like, wow. I won't be surprised if the Pittsburgh Steelers either don't make the playoffs or they're a quick out. Like, no joke. Just because they've been so up and down. So I'm not necessarily able to trust them. And Joshua Dobbs was really bad in relief of Big Ben Roethlisberger, who, by the way, didn't play bad. He played real well. He's 25 of 29. Couple touchdowns, 282 yards. Just had to stay on the field. And they had chances, man. They had chances. But just not a typical performance from the Steelers when the money was on the table. And they had to go get it. I want to get a little more into the Cam Newton situation. Because at this point, I'm starting to think that maybe, just maybe, Cam Newton's shoulder and everything else is more of a problem than he wants to admit. And maybe more so than he wants to deal with, to be honest with you. Every time that dude gets addressed by the media about maybe taking a rest for the rest of the season, because his play over the past four, five, 6 weeks has been not very good at all. And the loss against the Browns is one of those that may knock them out of the playoffs. So they need to figure things out real quickly. But, Cam, my message to you is if you're not healthy, then you're probably doing more harm than good to not only yourself but your team too. And there's a reason why you guys are struggling to put points up in the fourth quarter. There's probably a reason why you're losing games to teams like the Cleveland Browns. because maybe you're not 100% healthy. And I get it, man. I can respect the fact that a guy wants to be out on the field. But sometimes you also have to realize that you're doing more harm than good. So ultimately, I'm a little bit shocked at the performance from the Carolina Panthers for the past several weeks. Very disappointed. Because I really thought they were a playoff team. But it looks to me like they are literally free falling their way out of the playoffs, for sure. Patrick Mahomes, man, that we talk about one quarterback that's struggling in Cam Newton, and now we're going to talk about a guy that he's having one of those years that's special. He can really sling it. We all know that. Throws the ball a lot, 53 times. I believe the second most in Kansas City football history. And the guy's on pace. He's over 43 touchdowns, if I'm not mistaken, on the season. Guy's thrown for 350-plus yards like five times. That's your MVP, man. He is the MVP of the National Football League. There is nobody else that can touch this dude. I'd almost have to say, even if the guy gets injured, there's nobody taking over for Patrick Mahomes. And I really hope that the Kansas City Chiefs wind up having home field advantage throughout the whole playoffs in the AFC, because I do think that they could do it, man. And I'd love to see the Saints and the Chiefs. Oof. The Saints and the Chiefs, people. That would be an unbelievable Super Bowl. Anyways, I know I got to take a quick pause for the calls. I hear the music. So I'm going to do that. I'm going to continue on the other side, rapping about week 14. If you want to get at me, 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on the Twitter at Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the NFL Rewind, and you're hanging out on Sports Overnight America.
Coming up for Chicago. He's there. Mahomes. He's going to outrace his blockers and outrace everybody. In the secondary he goes, and he will not be caught. Touchdown, Chicago.
Watching the game? Think you know what's going to happen next? Well, it's about time you got paid for being right. Introducing WinView, the number one live TV sports prediction platform. Answer props during the game while competing against your friends and other fans, and you can win cash. Head to predictsports.tv to start playing now. And check out the weekly $10,000 Monday Night Football main event. That's predictsports.tv. Watch, predict, win at predictsports.tv.
Is your job sucking the life out of you? Wake up! You can do something else. Information technology. I know what you're thinking, but I'm not a math and science person. No problem, and no excuses, because it's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You can start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. mycomputercareer.edu. That's mycomputercareer.edu.
Are you wasting hundreds of dollars each year on contact lenses? Would you like to be able to see clearly again without reading glasses? Make the smart choice with IQ Laser Vision. Their team has performed over 150,000 LASIK and smile procedures, and with 11 locations on the West Coast and special out-of-town packages, there is a solution just right for you. See why they have a 5-star rating on Yelp. Check out IQLaserVision.com. That's IQLaserVision.com.
IQ Laser Vision.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Each new Sunday meant a brand new challenge, rich with new opportunities. A time for achievement, a time for purpose, a time for glory.
And here is Sproles. Look at Kelce working downfield, and Sproles spins his way into the end zone.
On the move, throwing to the end zone, it is caught by Higgins. Did he stay in bounds? It's ruled a touchdown.
Now more of the Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back in, everybody. Andy Dorf talking Week 14 in the NFL with you. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports. Dorf online. Check out my website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, everybody, I'm going to run back through the scores real quickly, give you some of the division races as well, and then continue breaking it down. Once again, Vikings, Seahawks, only thing left we have, that'll be the Monday Nighter. Huge playoff implications with that football game. Titans winning 30-9 over the Jaguars. That started us off with the week on Thursday. Jets beating the Bills 27-23. Panthers 20-26. They go down to the Browns. Falcons go down to the Packers 34-20. Ravens go down to the Chiefs in overtime 27-24. Maybe one of the better games of the day. Another great game was the Dolphins, who outlasted the Patriots 34-33. Saints winning on the road 28-24 over the Buccaneers. Giants win big, putting up 40 on the Redskins, who have suffered just too many detrimental injuries to them. Colts with a big victory over the hottest team in the NFL before the week, the Texans, who were nine straight victors, but they did lose to the Colts 24-21. Bengals go down to the Chargers. Chargers win 26-21. And Phillip Rivers just been really, really steady all year long. Let's be honest. Broncos, disappointing loss on the road to the 49ers, 20-14, keeping them in the playoff mix, but definitely on the outside looking in now for the Broncos. Cowboys with a huge victory over the Eagles, 29-23. Eagles on the outside looking in. Going to be tough for the Super Bowl champions to get back to the playoffs. Let's be honest there. Raiders 24-21 over the Steelers. Maybe one of the bigger shocks of the day. Lions 17-3 over the Cardinals, who just can't score much. Rams go down to the Bears 15-6, and the Bears make a real statement in that football game. So, interesting week, week 14. Lots of records, like I said, lots of history made. So, just keep aware of what's going on. And speaking of that, let's take a little look at the standings. Patriots, even though they lost to the Dolphins, still with the lead in that division, 9-4. So they're the division leader. Steelers, still the division leader there, 7-5. Ravens lose. They could have been leading that division, to be honest with you. And that would have been kind of interesting and cool. But not to be. Lamar Jackson gets his first loss after winning three straight. But those two teams definitely in the mix for the playoffs. Texans 9-4. Like I said, they had won nine straight, but now 9-4 in the division. Colts, big victory for them. And there's a logjam of teams that are 7-6. Baltimore Ravens 7-6, Colts 7-6, Tennessee Titans 7-6, and then the Miami Dolphins are 7-6. And then, like I said, the 6-7 team is the The 6-7 team is the Denver Broncos. Like I said, big loss for them on the road to the 49ers. So that's kind of the way it looks there. And then the Chiefs and the Chargers. And the Chargers are a wild card team, but they've got 10 victories, so they really don't have to sweat much. Just keep winning. Stay one game behind the Chiefs, and you never know what could wind up happening. And if I'm not mistaken, those two teams, I believe they clash this next week. So huge, huge game there. And then on the other side, Cowboys with a big win over the Eagles, putting themselves pretty much in a commanding lead. They've won five straight. So now that's the hottest team in the NFL right now, ladies and gentlemen, is the Dallas Cowboys. And we're going to talk a little bit about that victory and what it means for them. But they are the hottest team in the NFL, 8-5, Eagles, Washington, both 6-7, still in the mix, but on the outside looking in. Bears, nice win for them, 9-4, distancing themselves a little bit from the Vikings, who are 6-5. Huge game for them on Monday night against the Seahawks. New Orleans Saints, they've clinched their division, and so have the Los Angeles Rams with their victories. 11-2 are the Saints. 11-2 are the Rams. And by the way, the Rams, they didn't win. I'm sorry, but the Saints did win, and they both clinched. The Rams, they didn't need to have a win to clinch, but they did clinch even in losing to the Chicago Bears. But again, home field advantage now in the New Orleans Saints' favor because they have that tiebreaker and they have the same record. So those are your division leaders, Seahawks in right now and the Minnesota Vikings in right now. So huge game for those guys on Monday night. But real quickly, I do want to get back into the Cowboys and the significance of that victory over the Philadelphia Eagles. You can pretty much put a fork in the Eagles, okay? That's pretty much that. But on the other hand, I think Dak Prescott has found his wide receiver that he can – have to make huge plays for him in Amari Cooper. Another just tremendous performance from that cat. 217 yards, 3 TDs, 10 receptions, another Cowboy victory. Again, like I said, 5 straight for them. The hottest team in the NFL is the Dallas Cowboys, and that's not something I've been able to say for a long, long time. And I'm starting to buy into them to a certain degree. I do think their defense will give up plays. That's what I saw a little bit from the Eagles. Because truth be told, the Eagles weren't really making a lot of plays until the fourth quarter. And then all of a sudden, something clicked, and they put up 17. So if the Cowboys' defense is on the field a long time and they get tired just like anybody else, I think they're vulnerable just like anybody else. So that's something to watch for them. But with that being said, Dak Prescott, 455-yard performance, 3 TDs, 42 of 54 on the day. I've always liked him. I really have. And people are very hard on him and say he's not the greatest quarterback and nobody really likes Jason Garrett that much. And if you keep winning with this guy, well, that's actually going to be doing yourselves a disservice. And the Cowboys are better off if they lose just the same way as the Green Bay Packers. I don't think so, man. It's a lot more fun to talk about your team going to the postseason and having a chance to play for a Super Bowl. That to me sounds a little bit more enticing, a little bit more fun. So kudos to the Dallas Cowboys, man. Again, if there's one thing I am, I'm hard on teams when they're bad, but I'm objective and I'm good to teams when they hit a streak where I start to turn my head and say, well, you know what? They're maybe a little bit better than I thought, and I have to give them a little bit of credit. And that's where the Dallas Cowboys are right now. I give them a little bit of credit. Better football team than I expected them to be at this point. Another team that's another football team to me that is much better and people better watch out for them, and this is the AFC, it's the Chargers. Phillip Rivers is another guy that I know he's not going to win it because Patrick Mahomes is just having that season. But that's another guy that you could say he's having an MVP-like season. Phillip Rivers doesn't make that many mistakes, man. Phillip Rivers just goes out there and continues to play and make things happen for his team. So I'm buying into the Chargers as a team that can ultimately get themselves really deep in the postseason. Mark David, what's up? My man Brando, what's up? Good to see you people checking me out on FB Live, man. Love it. You can always call me. A little bit of time left to talk to the Dorf Man. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up. Follow me on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out my website, dorfonsportsradio.com. But, yeah, man, I'm talking about the huge victory for the Cowboys. I'm giving props and credit where credit is due. Chargers deserve that same credit. It's a good football team. I'm impressed, man. I really am. I think that, again, when we're talking about the postseason and who's going to have a real mark on the postseason, I'm kind of saying to myself, I don't think the New England Patriots are getting out of the AFC this season. I just feel like there's something missing this season. When they've struggled in the past, it's always been real early, but they've had a couple times in the season where they've been early, they were bad, and now you're seeing, you know, another loss, and the way that they lost to the Dolphins, I'm sorry, but that's not usually what we see from the New England Patriots. They're vulnerable. That's what I'm telling you, people. They are vulnerable. And I think Patrick Mahomes is the guy that can do it this season. He can dethrone Tom Brady and the New England Patriots. Very good day. That is true, by the way. Good point. Good point. MDM. My man Mark David. Kittle's had a huge day for the 49ers. And a huge season for the 49ers. Most yards for a tight end for the 49ers. So impressive. Very impressive. And not even doing it with my man, Jimmy. Jimmy G. So very right. Very impressive. But I'll tell you what, man. Again, I'm getting back to where my head is and how things are shaping out. I trust Drew Brees more than I trust anybody in the NFC. That's just the way it is. And if they have home field advantage, mark my word, people. Mark my word. They are representing the NFC in the Super Bowl. They are representing the NFC in the Super Bowl. If you have to go through New Orleans, that's the way it's going down. Think about it, too. And that would be poetic justice because they were so close last year. If it weren't for a fluke play from the Minnesota Vikings, I'm telling you right now, they were going to the Super Bowl last season. So I think the New Orleans Saints, in my humble opinion, are going to be a real, real tough out. And you keep seeing the blueprint with how to beat the LA Rams. If you can run the ball effectively and you can take advantage of that secondary, well, you got a shot to beat that team. That front four is very good, very good. But I'll tell you what, the blueprint is out. The blueprint has been put out there. And you can say, well, Dallas has the blueprint on the Saints. Uh-uh. No, no, no. I'm going to mark that up as a bad, bad game that they had. You're not going to see that team held to 10 points very often. Just ain't happening. I think the AFC, on the other hand, woof, who winds up having home field advantage? And if it is Kansas City, I really like Patrick Mahomes. I really do. Not only because he's had a fantastic season, but because that dude can make plays and he steps up at the right time. All right, speaking of that, I hear the music. I got to take one more pause for the cause, and then I'm going to come back and wrap things up. So keep it close, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the NFL Rewind, and this is Sports Overnight America.
Crowd's getting louder. Saints show pressure. Goff takes the shotgun snap, drops back. He's under pressure, throws it, knocked away. P.J. Williams on Brandon Cooks, knocked away. The Saints defense holds.
Second and goal now. Rivers in the shotgun, empty set. Gates inside on the right. Again, looking for Gates. Going to the end zone. Touchdown, Chargers. Antonio Gates, get that ball to Canton. And grab Antonio's gold jacket while you're there. His 112th touchdown reception, the most ever by a tight end.
He has become the most successful touchdown-catching tight end in NFL history.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Attention business owners. Now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Now, more of The Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time with me, Andy Dorf, here on the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America. Appreciate you people checking me out wherever you are on Sirius XM Radio, Channel 203, anywhere in the world. I know you have choices, and I do appreciate you hanging out with me, spending this NFL Rewind with me. I truly love it. And you know what? Speaking of that, man, oh man, week 14 did not disappoint. Record, historic breaking week. had some highs, had some lows. You had an unbelievable performances from guys. You had an amazing victory for the Miami Dolphins over the New England Patriots to keep themselves in the playoff mix. Another unbelievable performance from Patrick Mahomes making plays left and right when you thought that they were going to go down to the Ravens. Figured out a way to make it happen. That's what it's all about, man. So looking forward to week 15 in the NFL. So for Scott on the other side making everything possible for me, I would be the Dwarf Man saying peace. We'll talk to you next week right here on the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America.
This is Sports Overnight America.